Today's daf is Maseches Nida daf Chof Aleph Amad Aleph, and we are starting from the bottom of Chof Amad Beis, three lines, beginning of the third line from the bottom. Talking about Rebbe Bodek L'Ohanev. Rebbe checked the B'dikus. He checked it even at night by candlelight. Rishmal Rebbe Yesi Bodek B'yoyim Hama'oinin B'ni Amudi. He checked it by day, but not even on a cloudy day he checked it. Between the Amudim, like Rash says, means like in near the Beis Medrash, where he was learning, even though it was indoors and it was a cloudy day, he still checked the Maris. Rav Amir Bar Shmuel says you have to check it by day, and you have to check it in between the sun and the shade. And, you know, not too sunny, not too shady. You could check in the sun, but you could protect it with your hand. And a lot of Rishayim learned that Rav Avu was just explaining what it means. Bein chama letzel means you could check in the sun and vetzel yodoy. So lechatchila you have to check the maris in daytime. Lamaisa, these days that they're not really checking the maris dam, we don't really pass it on different minei dam. So therefore, lalach lamaisa, you don't have to check by day.
A lot of times when Fosham says yes.
Right, because the process is lighter, yeah, 100%. But Kumazuk Shnei Chalakim. It said in the Mishnah, the last Mara Dam was Mara of wine that was watered down. And it says watered down by two Chalakim. And it said which type of wine? The wine Hasharoni. Ta Tana Hasharoni Nidon Ke Karmeli Chai. That's Sharoni wine. But Carmel wine, even if it's raw and it's not watered, still, you could check with that color. Even new wine and not old wine can be used, check the color of the blood. When you check with the wine, you put the wine into a wine glass, and then you check the maradam. So you use a kois tveria poshut. What's a kois tveria poshut? It's like a tall, thin glass, wine glass. My time. Usual glasses, you know, glasses that we find everywhere else, drinking glasses, machzik loig, if it holds a loig, oisim emana, you make it from a mana of glass. Shnei lugim, if it's two lugim, oisim emasayim, make two mana of glass. Kois tveri apashut, I feel machzik lugim, even when shnei lugim size, oisim emana, make it from the same amount of glass, you just thin it out. V'ayid de kolish, since it's very, very thin, yadia beitve, you could tell the color of the wine better. So when you do the test to see what color the mara is, you should use a thin wine glass called the Kois Tveria Pashut. Hadron Aloch Kol Yad. Finished, Baruch Hashem, the second parak of Maseches Nida. We're starting the third parak of Maseches Nida now. Hamapeles Chaticha. Now, we know if a Isha has a baby, or even a miscarriage, she's Tumas Leda. Tumas Leda is by a Zachar 1 week, by a Keva 2 weeks, and then have Yimei Tayar. And then it's bringing carbon afterwards. So Leda has Yimei Tumah, Yimei Tayar, and a carbon. It's a big deal, Leda. Sometimes, if they miscarry something that's not a baby, then it's no Tumas Leda. Maybe it's Tumas Nida, but not Tumas Leda. And Tumas Nida is a Nidin by itself. So this Mishnah is talking about different type of Tumas that happen when a Isha miscarries a certain piece of flesh. So a pelas chaticha, if she just has a miscarriage and a chaticha comes out, doesn't look like a vlad, doesn't look like a fetus or a baby, so then that chaticha is not called leida, and that's not nida either. It's a chaticha. So the Mishnah says, "Yesh ima dam, if it came along with blood, then tameya. She's tamei nida because she had dam. Vim lav, if there's no blood besides for the chaticha, tahira. That's tanakama holds. Rabbi Yehuda ima benkach or benkach tameya. Either way, it's tamei." Sai, if it comes with dam, sai without dam, it's tummy. It sounds like the chaticha itself makes it tummy. And the Gemara will explain what's pshat. Next part of the Mishnah, hamapeles kemin klipa. If she miscarries like a klipa, which means like a shell, like a peel, kemin saira, like something like a hair, kemin afar, like a little dirt, kemin yavchushim, like little bugs, adumim, red little bugs looks like. So these things, tata lamayim, put it into water. Im nemoichu, if it gets melted like dissolved, then tamea, then it's tamei. Why? Because it must be it's clumped up dam, clumped up blood. From lav, if not, then it's tahira. Then the halach is it is tahar. Next case, the Mishnah. Pels kamin dogim chagovim shkotz v'remasim. These already are bigger items. If she's mapo, something looks like a fish, looks like a grasshopper, or looks like a bigger bug. Yes, imam dam tamea. If it has dam, it's tamei. Lav, then it's tahira. So it's similar to chaticha, it sounds like. Here, Abhudu doesn't argue, we'll see in the Gemara, pshat. But here, it seems like it's like a chaticha, these things. So if it has blood with it, it's tamei. Lav, tahira.
The altar has to be red.
What?
The altar has to be red.
Would it say anything about red? Abchush v'adumim, it says, the only Abchush v'adumim, this doesn't have to be red. No, this is like a leda, a question of birth. So it says, it's not a birth. If it has dam, it's tamei. If not, it's tahira. So here, the lach is, it's not making it tamei. Yeah. Before, it was those pieces were like a question of it's dam or not. This is this fish is sure not dam. Shavuot's a leida. We're saying it's not a leida. If it has dam with it, it's tamei. If not, it's tahar. Ha'pels min behema chai v'oif. But let's say she's miscarries, something looks like a behema chai or oif, bein tamei bein tahirim. Say if it's a kosher animal, you know, or a non-kosher animal. Im zachar. If this camel here that she gave birth to is a zachar, teishav a zachar. From the keva, teishav a keva. That means the zachar is 1 week of Mei Tuma and the keva is 2 weeks of Mei Tuma. And any of you do, if you don't know, teishav a zachar and a keva, you have to go to Chumra. Keep the Mei Tuma 14 days and you make tire of only the days of a zachar, which is 33 days. Divra Mei. That's what Mei holds. That these type of animals, if she miscarries that, she's Tumma Leda. It's called a Leda. We'll see in the Gemara why it's called a Leda, or maybe it has a drasha. In those days, anything that's not Tzuras Adam, it's not a Vlad. Anything that's not Tzuras Adam, it's not called a Vlad if there's no Tumas Leda. So, like upon him, we have four Chalakim to our Mishnah, and the Gemara beginning to handle the first chelik in the Mishnah. The first chelik in the Mishnah said that Aisha is mapel chaticha. We're sure chaticha is not a vlad. So it says, the Mishnah says, Tarakami says, if there's dam with it, then she's tamei nida. If there's no dam with it, it's tar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, either way it's tamei. So we have to explain, what's pshat Rabbi Yehuda, what's pshat Rabbanon, what's pshat Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. And that's what the first amud and a half we'll talk about. Amud Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel, loitimei Rabbi Yehuda el bechaticha sha'arba'a mine damim. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel says, you know Pshar Rabbi Yehuda says, Ben kacha, ben kach tameh. He says, you know what, why? The chaticha itself is dried up dam. And therefore, if the chaticha itself is the color of one of the four maras of dam, so then it's tameh. So, lo'tim Rabbi Yehuda, el v'chaticha sh'ar v'minei dam, av'shar v'minei dam v'tayra. If the chaticha looks like the other colors of dam, if it's white or green, then halacha is, it's tar. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel says. And what's Pshar in the Chachamim? The Chachamim hold that a fetus, that Chaticha is not a piece of dam. Chaticha is nothing. Chaticha is basa. And therefore, it's tar. So what's down our bottom? Because it's basa. And there's no dam with it, it's tar. He just says, no. Why? Because the Chaticha itself is dam. Rabbi Yechon Amar, like this. Even the Rabbanon agree. If the Chaticha was the color of one of the four mini damim, the loch is its tame. Why? Because she saw dam. So Shar mini damim, they call it taira. If it'll be green or white, everyone holds tar. Like nechleku, what's mechlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon? Elsha pilav ein adai is ma'ya pilav. She was mapel this chaticha, and she knows she's mapel chaticha, but she doesn't know the color. It got lost. Rabbi Yehuda saw var zil basa reib chaticha is go basa reib chaticha. So reib chaticha is av min adam. Most chaticha is all the colors of the four shades of blood havyan, and therefore she's tami benkach a benkach. But in Sarvi, I mean, Rav Chaticha Sha'ar Min Adamim. You don't say Rav Chaticha Sha'ar Min Adamim. The Rashi explains there is no Rav like that. There's no such thing as a Rav Chaticha are four colors of Adam, and therefore it is Tahar. By the way, if the Gemara sounds familiar, that means you listened good a few days ago because it was the exact same Gemara a few days ago.
Basic question. Yeah. Tell us, isn't that different kind of Bria than Nidus?
What?
Isn't that a different kind of
Leida? Of course, Leida is a different type of Bria than Nidus.
Is this still Leida?
No. The mapelas behem chayv oif is shara leida. Chaticha is zichen aleida. It's zichen aleida. It's not aleida. It's not enough to be aleida. It's a nida. It could be it's a nida. It could be it's a machlekes. If you have dam, then she's sure nida. If there's no dam, it's a machlekes. So Yehuda holds this chaticha is dam, and this is very Yehuda Meshmul's pshat. Chaticha is dam, if it's the right color.
Is it the right one either?
That's not the it's not dam. Then you have the next sheet that holds a little different. The next sheet that holds that the Rabbi Yechiv holds that everyone holds that Chaticha is called dam. And this is the case, we got lost. So that's the two ways to learn so far in Mechlekes Yehuda Rabbanan. It's a Chaticha. So I think Rabbi Yechiv, oh, there are a cash on this. Any. Valki also, Rav Hoshio, I'm also of Aisav Sitam Yodai, I'm going to ask you a kasha. Rav Hoshio has a brisa, and that's a kasha on his brisa. On both Rav Yehuda and Rav Yechiv, I'm going to ask his kasha. The brisa is like this. Also of Aisav Sitam Yodai. I'm just give you a little akdama. If you listen good now to the end of the Amid, then the first half of the Amid base will be very easy, because it's a very similar Gemara. He brought a brisa. Brisa is like this. Hamapelas chaticha aduma. It's red, shchayra, black. Those two colors are colors of dam. Yeroika v'levayno, green or white. So it puts all four together. And two of these colors are maris tahiris. So Tanakama says, "Miyashim v'adam tamei v'lav tahira." That means if it has dam, good. If not, it's tar. Rabbi Huda Eimer, benkach benkach tamei. So listen to this brisa. The brisa is saying that Rabbanon hold, it's always tahar. Only if you have dam, you tamei. And Rabbi Huda says it's always tamei, even if there's no dam. Even though, remember, the colors are aduma, shchayra, yerekelvan, yeah. So tomorrow, kashel shmuel b'chadav, abyechem etarati. Shmuel shver on one half, and abyechem shver on one half. And the Gemara is going to explain, Baruch Hashem. The Shmuel b'chadav, Shmuel said, le'tim Rabbi Huda el b'chaticha sh'ar b'min adam. Rabbi Huda had said that even according to Rabbi Huda Meshmuel said, we call it Shmuel here. Rabbi Huda Meshmuel, Shmuel said that even Rabbi Yehuda is only metamei by Arab minedamim, and this price says Vaktani Yeroika v'Levoina and Paul Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Huda says Ben Kacha Ben Katamei. Aye, v'chit him you'll tell me, you know, keep pleading Rabbi Yehuda Adoyim v'Shchayra on Adoyim v'Shchayra he argues. By Yeroika v'Levoina loy, when he said Ben Kacha Ben Katamei, he only meant two of those colors. Yeroika v'Levoina he agreed. So then, if that's true, so why did the Tanakhama say Yerikel Vayna? Yerikel Vayna Leman Katani Law. Why did it say it? Ilim Le Rabbanon to say Rabbanon hold that's Tahar. Hashta Aduma Veshchayra. Odoim and Shchayra Matar Rabbanon. Yerikel Vayna. Why you have to tell me Yerikel Vayna? So why did it say in the ratio Yerikel Vayna? El Lav Le Rabbi Yehuda Upalik. It must be coming to say for Rabbi Yehuda to bring out Rabbi Yehuda. The Ben Kach Ben Kach Tamaya is going even at Yerikel Vayna. So the cash is it's klar that Rabbi Yehuda is metame even by Maris Tahiris. That's a kasha on Shmuel. On Rabbi Yechanan, it's even more shva. Vesuk, Rabbi Yechanan said that l'kuli alma, it's tame by the Maris Dam. And l'kuli alma, it's tahar by the Maris Tahiris. So we know that they said l'kuli alma, it's tahar by Maris Tahiris, that we can see is shva already. Because it says, ben gecha ben gecha tamea, and yireka l'vayna. But we're going to say, now even the Rabbanan on shva, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Plus, we have this kasha on Rabbi Yechanan, plus the Tanakam Bishra also for Rabbi Yechanan. Vesu Rabbi Yechanan to Omar Shal Arba Mine Domim Divakol Tomeya, that by four Mine Domim, even the Rabbanon hold its Tomei, Haktani, it says in this Braisa, Aduma Veshchayra, red and black, and the Rabbanon say only if it has Dam it's Tomei, but if it's no Dam it's Tahar, Pligar Rabbanon. Vechi Teme Ki Pligar Rabbanon. I recall Levina. The Rabbanon only say Tara and you recall Levina. Aval Dumas Chayra Loi, but now Dumas Chayra. Dal Takavitame Loi. So then El Dumas Chayra Magtanele. Why did it say Bechlal those colors in the Brisa? Ile Rabbi Yehuda. It's come to tell us Rabbi Yehuda holds Tamei. Hashdi recall Levina Tamei Dumas Chayra. But you have Tamei Dumas Chayra. Elav. What's he saying? The Rabbanon holds that Tara. Upligi. So the kasha is we have a first Brisa here that they argue across the spectrum. That according to Rabbanon, Chaticha is always mutter, unless you have dam. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's always Temeya, even if it's not the right color. So what's the Machlekes of Yehuda and the Rabbanon? What is the Machlekes? So what's the Machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbanon? What's the B.R. Machlekes? Dr. Gemara, because you can't say that the Chaticha is dam. It's not dam. It's green. It's white. So what is the Machlekes over there? Elam Nachma Yitzchak. You know what the Machlekes is? But efsher lepsiches akeve b'loy dam kemifagi. The machlekes is if it's possible for the rechem to open by a leida without dam. According to Rav Yehuda, there's no such thing. It opens, the rechem opens up, the uterus opens up to expel something, even the chaticha, there is dam for sure. So, ben kach tmei. Why? Because there was dam. We noticed, there was dam. According to Rabbanah, no, it's efshel psichas kevalei dam. It's possible to have psichas kevalei dam. And therefore, he says, only if it has a dam is a tamei.
Anything comes out of psichas kevalei?
Right. Anything comes out by a later, yeah, it's called psichas kevalei.
But this thing, I know, what's in the
seeds
of this thing?
A chatecha came, a piece of
wasa. And it constitutes a leda?
Yeah, it's not a leda for Tumas leda, but it counts as opening a rechem. Opening of a rechem, yeah. Grad, they speak out that by klipa and saira, it says there that only if it's a muchut tmeim, lav tahira, no one argues. Why not? Because that's not enough to make a psichas akava. Right, those like saira came out, a little bug. It's too small. A chatecha is a solid piece, then it has psichas akava. I'll show you the machlekes efshel psichas kevalei dam is machlekes tanoi. The tanya with the brayso, koshesho shnayim v'lishlishi hepila. Halacha is to be a zava. You have to see 3 days in a row. Another halacha is that if she is in labor, the dam she sees is not called zivas. It's not called a zava. So if she has a baby after 3 days, then we know that the first 2 days were not a ziva. But if she doesn't have a baby, then it is a ziva. So here the story was, Koshesho shnayim, 2 days she was in labor, and she saw dam twice. V'shlishi hapila. Then she had, 3rd day she had a miscarriage, v'inyadei es ma'hapila. She doesn't know what she miscarried. She doesn't know what came out. Haredu sofik leida, sofik ziva, v'viyeh kar ve'enechel. There are 3 tzadim here when this happened. Maybe it's a leida. So then she has to bring a carbon because of a leida. And she's tamei because of a leida. Maybe it was no leida, so she's a zava. Because she saw dam 3 days in a row, she brings a carbon for zava. And maybe she didn't see dam at all, so she's nothing. She's not a zava and she's not a leida. So if she brings a carbon, she can't eat the carbon, because maybe she didn't see anything that day, and she's not a zava either. So halacha is, she's a sofik leida, sofik ziva, via carbon v'nechal. But Rabbi Shua, I'm a via carbon v'nechal. She could bring a carbon. Why? She efshe psichas kevah b'loy dam. It's efshe to be a psichas kevah b'loy dam without blood. So then, when Manav Shach, she's for sure tame, because if it's a leida, so she's tumah leida, she means a carbon leida. If it was not a leida, then she's a zava. She didn't see dam. No, if she has psichas kav leidam, she saw dam. So either way, she's bringing a carbon, either al zava or leida.
It's not dam ziva.
What?
It's not dam ziva.
It is. If it's no leida, then it's dam ziva. If there is no birth, then it's dam ziva.
So then she eat the carbon al leida.
Al ziva. If it's no leida, then ziva. If it's no leida, then ziva. If it's ziva, it's no leida. So here the machlekes, but what are we bringing up from here? The machlekes of e'i efsher lepsichas kever beloy dam. And that's the machlekes in our Mishnah. Rabbanon who say you need dam, hold, it's possible to have a psichas kever beloy dam. Therefore, you have to have dam. Rabbi says, ben kech ben ketveya. Why? Because there was dam here. So that's why we now understand why the chedich could be any color you want. Because the chedich is not the point. The point is, ben kech ben ketveya is because the dam, psichas kever beloy dam.